I'm Jared Carpenter, and this is More Than Blockchain. Today is my birthday. Today is also the two-year anniversary of when I started More Than Blockchain. I find that on my birthday, I become very reflective and very analytical of both the past and maybe where I kind of want to go in the future. And it was 2 years ago where I had my podcast at that time called Wi-Fi and Water that I just decided to rebrand. I left all the other conversations I was having behind, and I just focused on cryptocurrency, the blockchain-backed ecosystem, Bitcoin, Ethereum, NFTs, DAOs, dApps. If you've been following the podcast, you know what we focus on here. And more recently, we've started to talk about AI. So now really the focuses are blockchain and AI and probably Bitcoin. So here we are today, and that is where the podcast is. But I wanted to just take that time to reflect and then do two things. First of all is thank you for following me on this journey. It has been a wild one. If you've been following the crypto market over the last 2 years with me, it has been insane. If you've been following the NFT market, it has been insane. If you've also just been following the way that blockchain is slowly being introduced into society, it has been insane. And I think over the next 5 to 10 years, as many of you who are within the industry or in the space or following along, you probably believe that we're going to just continue to see blockchain more and more in our lives. I truly believe this. And so it's an exciting time to be able to build this. But I wanted to take the time to thank you, whether you're listening to the podcast through a podcasting platform or you're watching this on YouTube. Now, if you're watching this on YouTube, I also want to preface this with, yes, I'm in my car recording. I am not down in Colombia where I normally have my kind of studio set up and I just have better light. But I remember when I started podcasting in the summer of 2020, there was a guy who said, hey, if you don't have anything else, hop in your car because no matter the weather, and I don't know if you can tell, but it's 40 degrees and raining right now in Massachusetts. No matter the weather, your car will create a really nice acoustically friendly studio. So here I am. So number one, I wanted to thank you for following the podcast. We are now completing 2 years. And then number two, I wanted to invite you to consider donating. It is my birthday and I'm sharing this with my friends and family. So I figured I would share this with the More Than Blockchain community. And so today, as it is my birthday, I'm trying to raise funds for Mercy Corps. Now, some of you know that I used to work for Mercy Corps and work with their crypto fundraising initiatives. I have since left and now work for a Bitcoin mining company, but I still continue to talk to the crypto fundraising leadership at Mercy Corps. And they've recently launched a campaign that is focused on getting money to Gaza, getting resources to Gaza. And so if you're listening to this and you own Bitcoin, you own Ethereum, you own Solana, you own XRP, you own any type of cryptocurrency, I am fairly sure that at this moment, March 7, 2024, you likely are in profits. And so I would like to invite you to consider donating $5, $10, $20 of that crypto to Mercy Corps so they can send resources over to Gaza. And I get it. If you were hodling your crypto and you don't want to sell your crypto, that's okay. Because the link that I'm going to leave below goes to the giving block. Now, the giving block was originally set up to allow the crypto community to donate to nonprofits like Mercy Corps. However, the giving block also accepts fiat currency and they accept stocks. So if you want to continue to hodl your crypto, I get it. But consider donating some fiat or donating some stocks to Mercy Corps so they can send resources over to Gaza. So that's kind of all this episode is going to be. This is episode 115. I've now done 101 episodes since rebranding to More Than Blockchain back on March 7th of 2022. And like I said, I wanted to thank you if you're listening or thank you if you're watching and thank you for coming along in the journey. I know many people who are listening have literally listened to over 80 of those 101 episodes. And I also wanted to take the time to shout out the campaign that I am looking to support on my birthday and going to probably continue to support throughout the month of March, which is getting money to Mercy Corps so they can send resources over to Gaza. And it's great because Mercy Corps is working with the giving block to be able to accept crypto, which I think is a super important thing. So if you want to haul to your crypto, I get it. You can also donate stocks and or dollars, but consider donating today on my birthday and the 2 year anniversary of More Than Blockchain. As always, if you found this at all interesting or you know some other people that may want to donate, please share this episode with them, or you can even share the link that will be left below that goes to the giving block that can send crypto over to Mercy Corps. Most times when I'm talking with people, it would just be donating fiat or it would be donating stocks. But if you're listening to this, you're part of a unique group if you own crypto, because A, that's cool that you own crypto, and B, you're likely in profits. So this could be a good time to consider donating. No matter where you are listening, please go ahead and subscribe. If that's on a podcast platform, please subscribe. If you're watching on YouTube, please hit the subscribe button. As always, you can follow us on social media at More Than Blockchain. Thank you once again for following the journey of the podcast and for being here. And hopefully you donate even $5. It will make a difference. Thanks as always, and I will see everyone next time.